Hey, brother. How you doing? It's been a while since we talked. I missed you. Okay, so what is this big secret you've been wanting to tell me? I think I have an idea what it is, but I want to hear it from you. Okay. And I think there's a little more. Come on, just tell me. I've always known. Of course. I'm your twin, remember? I know these things about you, even when you don't say them. I don't care. I think it's great. I think it's good that you're finally being honest with yourself about this. There's nothing wrong with being gay. And, well, if you think you should have been a girl, then you should have been a girl. Simple as that. I mean, it'll be complicated, but. And of course, Mom won't understand, but. So, can I ask you what it is that made you come out to me? Because, I mean, I kind of have known for a long time, but you've never actually said anything to me. Oh, okay, so it's Tony. It's me bringing Tony home. I see. You're jealous of me and Tony? Oh. Okay, well. I mean, I totally understand, because Tony is just. I mean, he's a senior in college, and he's just. Yeah, he's pretty fucking dreamy, isn't he? He's so tall, those muscles. And, well, I won't go into more detail, but he's very. Actually. Oh, no. I just had an idea, but I don't think it's gonna work because, well, No, don't be silly. This is, really? You wanna hear it? I don't think it's something that you'd really like to do, but well, I was just thinking that Tony's mentioned offhandedly to me that, he's. That he's been curious himself about being with guys, and that, he's done some experimenting, but I bet if I asked him, because he would do anything for me, he's totally apeshit for me. I bet if I asked him, you guys could get together, and maybe your first time wouldn't have to be as scary because he'd be safe, because I'd be there. What do you think? And I was thinking too that I can get you all dressed up. I mean, we're about the same size. I mean, granted, my tits are, well, a bit bigger than yours, but you can wear some of my clothes, and I could do your makeup, and I've got the cutest little red panties. Or we can go shopping too. That could be fun. Come on. Can I talk to Tony about this? You're totally game, huh? Okay. Well, let's go shopping then. And I'll talk to Tony tonight. Hey, little brother. So I totally talked to Tony, and he is actually really excited. Yeah, he totally thought you were cute too. Yeah, he likes. He says you're, quote, his type. Which is not that surprising, considering that you're my twin. So, right? So why don't we go ahead and Get you all pretty. So, obviously, you shaved everywhere I asked you to, right? Alright, show me. Come on, I'm gonna see everything tonight anyway. Just show me. Very nice. Very, very nice. Now, let's see what we can do. A little bit of foundation. Some blush. Let's get some mascara on here. You have such pretty eyes. And you have the longest lashes. Okay. And some red lipstick. Oh, come on, brother. Oh, wait. I guess I should be calling you sister now. Well, sis. Don't shy away from the red lipstick. You and I are both sluts. Even if we don't get a chance to act out on it, I know what we are inside. So let's put this red lipstick on. Just like that. Now, I know I said that red would look good on you, but I think the pink panties, yeah, the one with the little lace edge, they're so sweet. Slide them on, okay? Alright, and now we're gonna put on some stockings and this cute, cute short little skirt. You know, I actually haven't been able to fit in this. Fucking hips. But you will look great in it. Short black skirts, black stockings. Now, I'm glad we did find some shoes for you. Those look great. How do they feel? I got something with the heels not so high because, well, you haven't had much time to practice, so.
Ooh, and this sparkly top. Such a slutty move. Girl, you look good. Alright, let me finish putting on my makeup, and then we'll go meet Tony at the pub. That's right, we'll go for some drinks. Maybe we'll go dancing. We'll see if we make it that far.